Chapter 29.
Obi-Wan sprang in front of Ventress, his lightsaber hissing and crackling against hers. He pushed her back, shouting her name, but she was beyond reason. She leapt over him, landing in front of Voss. The Jedi fell to his knees, throwing up his hands to force shove her backward. He was so weak that even this attack to save his own life merely pushed Ventress back a few steps. That was enough for Kenobi to land a flying kick to Ventress's hip, and she stumbled, turning the fall into a flip and landing facing Kenobi.
"Why can't you feel it?"
she cried, and her sincerity and pain were so real that Kenobi felt a rush of pity. "Ventress, think for a moment. This place is steeped in dark side energy, and Voss is in terrible pain." Ventress didn't pause. She was a righteous angel, intent on destroying the thing she believed Voss to have become. And for a fleeing instant, Kenobi wondered if he ever appeared that way to those he was forced to slay. Then all thought needed to be focused on preventing Ventress from murdering the very man they had come to rescue. "Get out of the way!" Kenobi shouted to Voss. Voss obliged, supporting himself by leaning on the wall as he put distance between the two combatants.
"You don't understand," Ventress cried. "You weren't there!"
She whirled, targeting Kenobi now instead of Voss. Her green lightsaber was a blur, and Kenobi was hard-pressed to parry.
"You know,"
he said, slipping his blade alongside hers, then twisting it to throw her off balance.
"I rather think fighting you was easier when I was trying to kill you."
Voss leaned against the wall, panting, his torso slick with blood and sweat. From his position, he could see down the next corridor.
"We've got company!"
he shouted, and sure enough, Kenobi could hear the clatter of metallic feet. Ventress abruptly dodged Kenobi's blow and returned her focus to Voss. By this point, Obi-Wan was not just alarmed by Ventress's single-minded and inexplicable distrust of Voss, but growing profoundly exasperated.
"Ventress, by all that is good in this galaxy, can we please settle this later?"
He reached out in the Force, lifted her up, and plunked her a few meters farther down the corridor the way they had come.
"Go!"
he shouted. In their many previous encounters, Kenobi had taunted Ventress by reminding her how good she was at running away. But this time, for one terrible moment, Kenobi was afraid Ventress was willing to sacrifice them all if it would ensure Voss's destruction. Fortunately, her survival instinct kicked in, and with a frustrated growl, she sprinted off. The droids were closing on them. Blasts ricocheted off the curving metal walls and illuminated the hallway with red light. Kenobi pulled the weaponless Voss in front of him, supporting the weakened man with one hand, while partially turning around to bat back the blaster fire. Abruptly, Ventress skidded to a halt. Voss and Kenobi almost ran into her. A fraction of an instant later, a circular chunk of the corridor ceiling crashed straight down in front of them. Standing in the center of the metallic circle was Anakin Skywalker. His lightsaber was still lit, and the circle's molten rim was orange.
"Hi, Voss," Anakin said. "Nice to see you again."
"Nice to see you too, Anakin,"
Voss said, peering up, baffled, through the hole Anakin had just cut in the ceiling. Blaster fire pelted down, and the four of them leapt forward, heading toward the hangar and escape. Droids dropped through the hole, some of them landing atop their fellows that had pursued the group from Voss's cell. Squeaks of,
"Hey, watch it!"
and
"Ow!"
ensued from the hapless droids. But soon enough, the clankers were again in pursuit and firing. The Jedi and Ventress made it to the hangar and raced up the ramp to the Banshee. Voss all but fell into one of the seats in the hold, fumbling at the straps. Kenobi stilled his hands and began to secure his friend while Ventress began to fire up the ship.
"Come on,"
she muttered under her breath, then cursed.
"They've changed the code for the shield. I'll have to try to figure it out again."
"And now they're closing the doors,"
Anakin said. Kenobi looked up from Voss to see that Anakin was right.
"Can you get us free?"
Kenobi asked. Ventress's fingers flew over the controls.
"Maybe,"
she said.
"But that door is closing fast, and the droids will be here any minute."
Voss looked up.
I know where both sets of controls are.
Before Kenobi could stop him, the injured Jedi had risen and was opening the ramp.
No!
Shouted Ventress. She sprang from the pilot's chair and jumped down into the hold, trying to tackle him. Kenobi grabbed her arm. Startled, she wrenched it free, but Voss had already jumped to the ground and raced out of sight.
You let him get away!
Ventress snarled.
Don't you see? He's not coming back.
She drew back her fist, but Anakin's hand shot out to grab it.
Settle down, Ventress,
Anakin snapped.
We don't know anything for sure.
I do.
Ventress stabbed at her chest with a forefinger so hard that Kenobi thought the gesture would leave a bruise.
I know he's fallen, and I know he can't be brought back.
Ventress.
Anakin pointed, and Ventress looked through the viewport. The hangar doors had stopped closing, and then a heartbeat later, they began to reopen.
Check the controls, Kenobi said. Is the shield deactivated?
Ventress was already back in her seat.
We're free, she said, confusion in her voice.
And here comes Voss, Kenobi said, unable to keep the triumph out of his voice as he waved his friend forward.
Ventress turned to look, emotions warring on her face. Blaster fire screamed, and it seemed impossible that Voss wouldn't be struck by it.
Go, go, go!
Voss shouted, leaping for the ramp.
He struck it clumsily, crying out with pain, clambering aboard as it retracted.
Ventress didn't give him a second glance. All of her attention was on getting them out of there. They were out of the hangar just as the ramp door closed, with the droid's blasters catching the stern of the ship.
Great job, Voss! Anakin enthused. It's good to have you back.
Voss had his eyes closed, gritting his teeth against the pain. Some of his wounds had reopened and were weeping blood.
Strap yourselves in,
Ventress called back to them.
We're not out of trouble yet.
Ventress's warning had come just in time. Dooku had launched fighters after them. Kenobi's spirit sank even farther when he realized that these were droid tri-fighters, so called because of their trio of arms, each fitted with a light laser cannon. The arms surrounded a gyroscopic ball in which its droid pilot was seated. The core was equipped with a large laser cannon. Devoid of sentient living beings, the tri-fighters were not only flown by an integrated droid brain, but dispatched Discord missiles bearing buzz droids, small droids that attached themselves to the target and set about disabling it. Everything hinged on Ventress's skills now.
How fast can you jump to hyperspace? Anakin asked.
Not fast enough, Ventress said. Skywalker, I need you on the triple blaster. Kenobi, you're on one of the laser cannons.
What about me?
Voss asked her.
You stay put.
Ventress, this is foolish. I know this ship like the back of...
Kenobi's stomach dropped out as Ventress plunged, darting beneath one of the tri-fighters, then soared upward in a loop, coming perilously close to another one.
Ventress, what are you doing?
Shouted Anakin as he lurched into the cockpit.
Are you trying to get us all killed?
I'm trying to do the exact opposite,
Ventress grunted. The ship veered hard to port, then lurched up again. Kenobi understood her tactics. Ventress was flying like a madwoman because that was the one thing the droids could not counter. Irrationality. They expected their enemy to behave in a logical fashion. For instance, Ventress's present tactic of flying straight at them...
Damn it, Ventress, let me help!
Shouted Voss. It was obvious Ventress wanted Voss to touch nothing on the ship. But Kenobi had an idea.
Voss!
He called as he fired the laser cannon at one of the enemy vessels.
Keep an eye out for the buzz droids. If you see them coming, use the Force to send them back to their ships.
Whoa!
Exclaimed Anakin as the ship turned upside down and kept flying that way.
Here we go!
Shouted Ventress. And just as one of the droid ships directed a blossom of laser fire at them, Kenobi saw the welcome sight of the stars appearing to turn into streaks of light as they made the jump, at last, into hyperspace. Everybody leaned backward, indulging in relief. Now then, Kenobi said briskly, unfastening Voss's shoulder harness and locating a med pack. Let's see about your injuries, Voss.
I'm fine, Voss replied.
No, you're not, Skywalker said. And I bet Ventress doesn't want blood on her containment chair.
Voss tensed at the mention of her name. Kenobi shot his former apprentice a glare. Too late, Anakin realized his faux pas and mouthed,
Oops, sorry.
Voss's wounds were sterilized and bandaged in awkward silence. There were so very many of them, Kenobi thought. He stepped forward when Anakin was done.
I brought an extra cloak, Kenobi told Voss. Here.
Voss accepted it, shaking his head as Obi-Wan tried to assist him. He paled slightly as the rough brown fabric touched his brutalized torso, but made no word of complaint. For a moment, Voss seemed lost in thought. Then he rose. He ascended the ladder to the cockpit slowly, lips tightly closed against any utterance of pain. Kenobi and Anakin exchanged uncomfortable glances. They were close enough to the cockpit so they'd hear everything the two said, which was, honestly, the last thing Kenobi wanted.
Ventress, Voss said quietly. I never meant...
His voice trailed off. Kenobi thought that would be the end of it, but Voss tried again.
I thought for sure you would understand what I was doing. You know how Dooku thinks. Did you believe that there would be a minute when I wasn't under surveillance? I never meant to hurt you. I was just playing a part. There is no we anymore.
Ventress's voice was pure acid. Kenobi sensed the underlying anguish that turned it so very bitter.
The Quinlan Voss I knew is dead.
Kenobi could feel how the words bit.
Please,
Voss began.
Stay out of my way, or I will kill you.
Even Anakin winced at that one. A moment later, Voss made his painful way down the ladder and slumped back in his seat. He looked as if all the pain of the entire galaxy had descended upon his lacerated shoulders. The three Jedi sat in awkward silence. Anakin and Kenobi couldn't pretend they hadn't overheard. Although Voss was clearly distressed by Ventress's cutting words, in the long run, a Jedi could not have attachments. Voss would one day, soon, Kenobi hoped, be grateful to Ventress for not prolonging what could not be. Even so, he found himself wanting to offer words of comfort. He was surprised when Anakin beat him to it.
She'll come around, Anakin said kindly. We know it's really you who's come back to us.
Yes, Kenobi said. She'll realize the truth soon enough.
Voss looked at them with anguished dark eyes and buried his face in his hands. It was a long trip home.